Welcome to Paranormal Partners.
Hi, guys. Another week.
Another week, another virus.
Another day of staying in, unless you're an essential worker like me.
Yes.
Although I don't really consider myself essential, but I guess society does. Because I work at Target.
You're essential, babe.
Oh, you're so sweet. I wish I was working from home, though. I really do.
It's nice.
I'm jealous.
Well, There's not been much new with us staying at home. Our home hasn't been haunted since
I literally feel like there is way less paranormal activity since we've been quarantined than, like, ever before.
It's because the ghosts are out partying now.
The ghosts can finally go out because everybody's in.
Conspiracy. Corona was invented by a ghost.
It could be. I mean, I guess if the person who first got it died, then yes?
No.
Yes?
No.
I'm trying to think if there's anything especially wonderful that people need to know about us or hear about something recent. I went back to work, like, basically full time again. So that's not really that exciting. But
nope.
Gosh dang, we're really boring.
Yep, quarantine has killed
literally
our mood.
Nothing new.
No,
like at all.
Have we seen a new movie since then? A new horror movie?
We watched Scream 2, but you fell asleep.
No, I didn't fall asleep during Scream.
You watched the whole thing?
I think so, yeah.
Who's the killer?
Mickey.
And?
Billy's mom.
Okay, you saw the whole thing. Okay, well, I thought Scream 2 was actually pretty good.
It was really good.
I haven't seen the first one other than, like, the classic, like, first scene of the babysitter or whatever. Is she a babysitter?
Yeah, something
like
that.
Honestly, something along the lines, the girl who gets the phone call, the classic Scream. But, Scream is really good. I watched Onward when you fell asleep. Kyle and I watched Onward together, and it was really good.
Yeah, I know. I fall asleep so easy, people.
It was, like, definitely not what I was expecting at all. It's, like, Dungeons & Dragons kind of theme.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's super cool.
I missed that.
And Tom Holland and Chris Pratt are the main voices. So
Chris Pratt's
cool.
Overrated, in my opinion.
They're both superheroes.
Right? I just don't like superheroes.
Really? I like, I guess it's hit and miss for me. I like some superheroes.
All right, so this week we're doing encounters, people.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we can hop right in.
So that means that we are just reading online stories.
Yeah. Oh, wait, one more thing I actually did think of an update. So, as I may have mentioned a couple episodes ago, we were supposed to do an investigation with ghost hunters. Well.
Yes.
Yes.
COVID canceled it.
COVID rescheduled it to April 18th, about a month ago now. And, you know, April 18th is rapidly approaching, which they haven't announced yet, but I'm guessing they're rescheduling.
Yeah.
Or canceling altogether, which will be really, really sad. I'll be so sad. But hang in there. We'll come back to that. But, okay.
All right. I'll start us off.
Okay.
This one is called "It Copied My Mother's Voice."
Wait, real quick. Since we're in the dark, can you give me a heads up? Are yours, like, really creepy, or are they just kind of, like...
They're middle.
Less creepy. Okay.
Are yours creepy?
Yeah. No. Not like... Oh, Timber. She goes. Timber's been very cooped up since quarantine.
Yeah, apologies for the dark barking dog.
Everyone just knows at this point to expect the barking dog, unless you're new. And if you're new, welcome.
It's Timber.
It's Timber, our
German
fuzzy
Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
All right. So this one's called "It Copied My Mother's Voice." This experience of mine took place when I was in fourth grade. My mother used to work in Manila, and the commute is no joke.
Manila? Where's that?
It's right next to Vanilla.
That's Nilly. Nilly? Vanilla?
Yeah.
Nilly or Millie?
Millie.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Go back to your story.
The traffic got so bad at times to the point that when she left work at 9 p.m., she would arrive home at 12 midnight or 1 in the morning. That's a 4-hour commute.
Man, just move there if you can.
One night, my mom called from work. She asked me if I could wait for her because she'd forgotten her keys at home. Of course, I said yes, seeing as my sister was already asleep. I passed time watching TV in my room upstairs, and about 12 p.m., I got bored and just turned it off.
12 p.m.? Oh, wait.
He meant to say a.m.
12 a.m. Okay. Hmm.
Then,
okay.
Then 2 minutes later, I clearly heard my mom call out my name. Excitedly, I yelled, "Coming, Mom!" As I got downstairs and looked out to the window out front, I couldn't see anyone. Thinking that it was just my imagination, I brushed it off, and since I was downstairs already, I decided to pee. As I was walking to the bathroom, I again heard clearly my mother's voice calling my name, but this time it came from the left window.
Uh-oh.
So I peeked out the window, but again saw nothing.
I wouldn't want spirits to be, like, watch me while I pee.
Then,
how uncomfortable.
A figure dressed in black with a white outline in the mask.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. I was like, how ironic. Also, did you just get scared there when the TV shut off and it went pitch black?
A little.
We're sitting in the dark right now. I have no idea why we decided to do this. Kind of really scary.
Then I suddenly realized that my mom couldn't be there because the window is closed off and my aunt locks the gate to the front yard just next to our house. At this point, I was creeped out, so I decided just to go back upstairs. But as I was making my way up the stairs, I hear it again. This time... Did you hear that?
Yeah. I'm scared. Go turn the light on.
We have no idea what we just heard. We had to stop the video and turn on the lights.
Yeah. We played it back. I don't hear it on the recording, but you think you hear it?
No, I don't know.
There was definitely like a noise or like a... It sounded like a voice.
It sounded like a female voice. It
sounded like a voice that was like, hello, or something like that.
Or like help,
I thought. Yeah, definitely like a like H sound. That was really uncanny. I am no longer going to talk about how things haven't happened in our home. Because I guess that's an invitation for them to be like,
hello.
Showtime. Anyway, I hope that doesn't happen again.
All right, well, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Kid got scared. Mom told him not to talk to ghosts. That's it.
Oh, okay. Good story. Okay, so I picked one actually because it sounds like my dream job. I've been studying history the last 4 years, and I'm done next month until I do my master's. But anyway, this is called The Vision at a Historic Museum That I Can't Get Out of My Head. Like I said, my dream goals. Why I picked history in the like first place, honestly, because I love history and I really want to see something creepy at a creepy old place, museum. Okay, this story says, it's been almost 10 years since this happened, and this is the first time I'm telling the story out loud. I volunteered as a docent at a museum in my tiny town. So for those of you who don't know what a docent is, it's basically like a tour guide. The museum consisted of an old settler's house, a barn, and a small outbuilding. It was not very formal as museums go. In fact, the house served also as the offices for local historical society it represented. Oh, sorry, for Ooh. The local historical society. So, like, literally this could not get any more goals for me. I had visited the museum many times, which is how I became friendly with the curator, future me, and subsequently became a guide. On my first official day, I was introduced to everyone at a meeting in the kitchen, after which I was invited to wander around the place. Okay, Eric, when I first read this, I thought that they were talking about, like, the Ferguson House. Like, that's what really? I was envisioning in my head. Ferguson House is a place that we give ghost tours, so. Like, literally, I was thinking, this is somebody in Lincoln?
That'd be crazy.
But they don't have the Historic Society at the Ferguson House, so that's how I knew. This was not a very big house, maybe 2,500 square feet or so. I honestly have no idea square feet and, like, how that stuff works. I should probably figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know.
There was a very large kitchen, a living room, dining room, and a hall of 4 bedrooms. On the tour, when you enter the hall, there are two rooms to the right that were kept in their period decor and two rooms to the left, which I had never seen. Both doors to the room on the left were open, so I stepped past the first room and looked in. There was a couple of desks pushed together and a lot of filing cabinets. I knew, of course, that this was an office. I peeked into the last room on the left, and it was like the other period rooms. There was a rather ornate bed with a lacy canopy and a mirror on the far wall. As I was looking into space, I realized that there was another docent dressed for her role as tour guide. She was standing at a dressing table, fiddling with the clasp on a necklace. I felt embarrassed by my intrusion and stepped back, happy that she hadn't seen me. My first job was to catalog historical photographs of the house and the town. I had a lot to learn about the history of the family, so I wouldn't be giving tours right away. I camped myself at one of the two desks in the office room and went to work. I enjoyed the project and found the old pictures fascinating. A couple of hours in, the curator stopped by and told me that once I had completed the file box I was working on, then I could retrieve the next numbered box from the room next door. I asked her to be more specific, having not seen any boxes in that room. She said, "It's pretty obvious. They're the same color box, and you'll see them on the second shelf." I prompted her for more clarity, asking, "In the closet, you mean?" She looked at me a little confused and then said, "Here, I'll show you." We walked into the next room and I was a bit startled. There was no bed, no mirror on the wall, no lacy canopy. There was no dressing table where I saw the woman fiddling with the clasp. It was a storage room. There were shelves lining the walls and two rows of racks in the middle. I felt insane. As soon as I was alone again, I went back to the hall to find the room as I saw earlier. I knew I must have been mistaken, but there were only four rooms. There was no other room. The doorway I looked into was the room I saw. The image of the space is vivid in my mind until this moment. I was concerned about my mental health at first, and so I kept the vision to myself and just left it that way. Of course, I did ask about the two administration rooms, and of course they had been bedrooms. I asked specifically about the storage room and was told that when the daughter married, her widow mother moved into that room so the couple could have the larger one at the other end of the hall. Weeks later, I was still scanning and annotating photographs when I came upon a picture of the bed I saw. The picture was taken in the larger room, but I knew it was the same bed. In the same image, I saw the mirror, too. Neither the bed nor the mirror existed anywhere on the property. It was the only photograph of any of the bedrooms that I ever found, but it convinced me that what I saw was real.
Damn.
What do you think? Slip in time? Or do you think that spirit manifested to, like, make her see what they wanted them to see? Time. Yeah, that's pretty wild. So that's actually, so when I was reading this story, it made me think about the school I go to in the ghost story with Nebraska Wesleyan.
Totally.
I won't go into too much detail now, but you guys should Google it, Nebraska Wesleyan University.
That's totally what it sounds like.
So supposedly a secretary like walked into the office room of the music teacher that used to work there who had passed away. And she looked outside the window and saw the campus as it was when it was first built. Like, what do you call it? Like horses and, yeah, and people dressed in period clothing. And then she said at the same time when she was looking out the window, she saw out of the corner of her eye a woman, like, at her desk. And she swears it was Clara Mills. She picked her out later in a scrapbook.
It's crazy.
So, the music teacher. So, yeah, I don't know. Since there's, like, several people having experiences like this, it makes me either, A, think that there's some kind of slip in time, or, B, my other theory is that that ghost wants them to see, like, that moment in time. Or, like, maybe it's just residual haunting, too, I guess. Like, just an imprint on the atmosphere or energy.
I don't know. I'm still spooked by what happened earlier.
By the voice?
The voice.
Yeah, you seem a little off. Are you okay?
I'm tired, too.
Yeah, everyone's tired. Ain't gotta.
Whatever.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Ain't nobody got time for that. That's what I was trying to say.
All right.
All right, next story.
This literally just happened 10 minutes ago. That's the title.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought you were about to tell the story of what just happened here with the weird voice.
About 10 minutes ago, my boyfriend, a non-believer, and I were sitting in a living room watching a YouTube video about the real Conjuring house. In the video, the new homeowners were talking about shadow people. And so I said to my boyfriend, "I think I've had a few experiences with shadow people." And literally just as I said it, a weird black flash went through our apartment. No. I saw something black move very quickly past my peripheral, and my boyfriend described it as, like, a camera flash going off in our apartment.
The shadow person realized that he had been discovered.
He's like, oh, shit.
He, like, works for the shadow people FBI, and he's like, uh-oh, blew my cover.
Yeah, he's just sitting here watching, and then they're like, I think I've seen some shadow people before. He's like, dashing
time
out.
To dip.
This is not the first weird thing that has happened in our apartment. Our ceiling fan used to turn on by itself all the time, and it used to scare me so bad that I asked for it to please stop. And it's never happened again since asking it to stop.
Sometimes I think that's just a good, like, method. If you have a haunting in your house, like, I tell people, you know, just try being, like, firm, like firm but nice. Like, always be respectful and just say, like,
please stop.
Please stop. But sometimes that's all it takes. Other times you need an exorcist, but...
I always feel like there's someone in the bathroom with me when I'm showering. To the point that I have spoken out loud to my boyfriend, thinking he's in there, only to move the shower curtain and see that he's not. There have been times I could have swore that I had heard someone opening the bathroom door while I'm in the shower, but not sure enough every time I look.
What?
Sorry, I don't know what just happened there. I had like a stroke or something.
Your brain had a slip in time.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you reading each word like?
So, opening the bathroom door while I'm in the shower, but sure enough, every time I look, no one is there.
Sorry, I'm still laughing about your brain slip.
I just had like an aneurysm or something.
Oh, man.
One morning, I woke up to my boyfriend whispering to me, it's time to get up.
No.
And I opened my eyes with a big smile on my face, only to see that he wasn't even home.
No. That's creepy. That kind of reminds me of our friend Kyle told me a dream of his, which let me just blurb it in here. He said he had a dream that he was like cuddling with a woman. So we know it's a dream. Burn,
Kyle.
No, I'm just teasing. So he said he had a dream that he was cuddling with a woman, couldn't see the woman's face, didn't know who it was. And when he woke up, like when he was still in that like half sleepy stage, but you're like kind of awake, he swears that there was a woman. Like he was actually cuddling with a woman until he completely like, you know, like just jolted awake. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, you know, when you like, you're really tired, but you have to force yourself to get up. Like when he was like fully awake, came to, there was nobody there. So could have been a dream, but also sounds like it could be more like this person.
The man who used to live here, his name was Tom. Tom died in our kitchen and we moved into the apartment 3 months later.
Oh no.
Tom was actually a family friend of my boyfriend's family.
He died in Flavortown.
Tom knew my boyfriend when he was a kid. It was actually a fluke that we ended up moving into this exact apartment.
When
we first moved in, we had no idea Tom used to live here and die here until we already signed the lease and met our neighbor, who happens to be Tom's son.
Hey, neighbor, did you know that someone died in your here? House? Yeah. Neighbor things.
Just neighbor things. Just dead dad things.
Aww.
We oftentimes hear weird banging noises coming from the kitchen and both say out loud, somewhat jokingly, oh, you stop it, Tom. And then the banging stops.
Tom, why you banging my kitchen?
Why you clattering the plates, Tom?
Dinner time.
My boyfriend claims to not believe in any of this stuff, but I sometimes do think we have a spirit visitor.
How can you not believe?
I would. It seems like all the experiences are happening to her, though.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe Tom is a ladies man.
I mean, it sounds like it with the shower.
Yeah, that's true. That's creepy, though.
Definitely creepy.
All right.
That's all my stories for day, folks.
Oh, my gosh. Another brain slip. Good recovery.
Thank you.
I'll send us off with one more ghost story for the evening.
Ooh.
And it's called Haunted Starbucks and an Ambulance EMT.
What a fantastic story name.
It is. All right. So this is the story is a little choppy, so I'm going to try not to have brain slips of my own.
Okay.
Okay, so it says, hi, I worked for Starbucks for about 2 years in two locations, from 2017 to 2019. The one I transferred to was the new one in my town, and I was training for in the next town over. They tore down an older cafe that Starbucks replaced. Gersh dang Starbucks.
Gersh dirt.
To who I have had a friend work at the cafe and said they only experienced minor happenings. Well, here's what happened to myself and my fellow coworkers when we were closing one night. Nothing good ever happens when you're closing, let me tell ya. Normal night after closing, I was doing the floors and cleaning the bathrooms. After closing, someone was still inside of the bathroom. I knocked and let them know that we are closed. The person said, okay, and I heard them wash their hands in the sink. This is a single room bathroom, so no stalls. The locks that were used were the same type used in the hospitals, being true locks that you cannot accidentally lock behind yourself when leaving. Also, there is a motion sensor light that turns off after about 15 minutes of no movement. My shift supervisor cannot do the drawers/registers with the customer still inside of the building, so after 20 minutes, I knock once more and asked if they were okay. I hear a man's voice say yes, then grunts after grunts followed with many bangs on the sink turning off and on.
I'd be like, holy crap, man.
Man, take that elsewhere.
I'd be upset because I'd be staying late, but I'd also be laughing because of how funny it is. But I'd also be like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
You'd also be getting paid for this man to poop on your time.
I always think time is more valuable than money. So I'd be okay.
That's true. I'm just teasing. Let's see. I live in a small town with many people who use the bathrooms. Prior to this incident, someone was banging on the walls and shooting up within the bathroom. Very nice. Police, not this day, but like people had gone into that bathroom before and like done drugs.
Okay.
So that's what they were thinking.
When you said shooting up, I was like, wait, you mean heroin, right?
Yeah. So with that happening before, we thought it was the same case. We call the police and the station is right next door to our Starbucks. We are behind the station and they never came because it was a very busy night. The motion sensor light is still on after an hour. More bangs. The sink is being on and off. I knock again and let the person know that the police were notified. More grunting. My grunting sounds.
That's kind of scary. I'd be scared at that point.
Yeah, I'd be scared too.
I mean, if I told him the police are coming and then all he does is grunt, I'd be like, all right, I'm clocking out, guys.
Yeah, well, this person said there's a key to unlock the door, but they were only 18 at the time, and so they didn't want to put themselves and their coworkers at risk. That's a smart move on their
part. Yeah, I would not. I'd wait.
My coworkers and I were trying to keep closing, yet still be alert, as this person was still making noises and sounded in distress. We called the police again after about just under an hour of waiting for them. The operator says that we have to wait it out. I'm watching the light under the door until after a while it goes off. No movement for 15 minutes. My shift calls my GM. I guess that's just lingo.
Your shift lead calls the general manager.
To which she says, contact 911 for an unresponsive unit because the person could have died from drugs within the bathroom. See, nothing good happens with closing. The next thing that happens are the firefighters come with EMTs. Everyone can hear the man grunt once. The EMT asked if he was okay, and they were opening the door. We're coming in! The EMT opens the door to where no one is found. He looks at us, and everyone is frozen. We tried to collect ourselves, but I was shocked. There is no vent in the ceiling, the trash can is big but not big enough to hold a person, and there was no way for us to not see the person leave when we had just heard him grunt seconds before the door was open. My coworkers that worked with me that night quit shortly after, as did I.
I would be so scared.
Yeah. While I worked there, I had the ice bucket thrown at me, food thrown at me, items appear across the store when they would never by law be there in the first place. Only a small handful of the original workers from when that location had opened had stayed. My manager still works there, and she is convinced that there is something there as well.
Yeah, no thanks.
Why would someone haunt a Starbucks? Actually, you know what? I kind of understand why someone might haunt a Starbucks. Not the bathroom, though. I'd be haunting them coffee grinders.
It's like Moaning Myrtle.
To smell the coffee.
Person died of coffee-related dysentery in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. I mean, coffee does make you have to go. What a miserable afterlife. Love coffee. Yeah, very interesting stories tonight. I'm glad they weren't.
That's
like,
a good one to end on.
Yeah, man.
Definitely a good one to end on.
I'm kind of scared though if I ever have to close at Target. I mean, I haven't. I literally have not closed at Target in over a year. So I hope that doesn't happen to me now. And I can literally picture in my mind the exact bathroom that would do that. So scary. Staying away from that bathroom. Stay away from your one-man bathrooms. All right, everyone.
Stay spooky. This
is Paranormal Partners signing off.
Signing off.
Over and out.
Stay spooky. Over and out.